Penguin Audio presents Body with Soul, written and read by Randy Jackson. This book is dedicated to all the people who have struggled with weight loss and are continuing to do so in an effort to obtain optimal health. You know what? I love you. Continue the fight. We are all in this together, and I mean that. Keep hope alive and never forget. What you put into this is exactly what you'll get out of it. Check this out. Introduction. I'll meet you at the emergency room. There's a few things that you hope to never ever hear a doctor say, and that is definitely one of them. But there I was on an otherwise uneventful day back in 1999, listening to those very same words over the phone. Actually, I was a little relieved. For 5 long days, I'd been feeling really, really sick in the craziest kind of a way. Extremely tired, extremely thirsty, all sweaty and dizzy. It felt like I had a really bad cold or flu or something. And although I had taken aspirin and all kinds of cold medicines to try and make myself feel better, nothing helped. At least now I was going to find out what was going on and what was wrong with me, even if it meant a trip to the hospital. "Let's see what's going on," said the doctor. What's going on, as it turned out, was type 2 diabetes. My wife Erica and I drove to the hospital and waited for the doctor to arrive. Now, if you've ever been to an emergency room, you know it's a nasty place with all sorts of frightening stuff going on. In comparison to what some of the casualties coming in have, like broken arms and bleeding heads, I thought my situation was actually pretty mild. I figured I'd breeze in and out and, you know, maybe be there, get a prescription or some antibiotics or something like that, something real simple, right? Well, when the doctor got to the hospital, Eric and I were whisked off to a room and the nurses went to work. They checked my blood pressure, vital signs. They started sticking me with a few needles here and there. My doctor had ordered a series of tests, including one that would determine the level of sugar in my blood. A short time later, you guessed it, I got the bad news. "It's kind of what I thought," my doctor told me. "You have developed type 2 diabetes and your blood sugar is over 500. Now, to give you some idea of how scary that is, normal blood sugar readings are in the low 100s. Mine was 5 times that. Damn, dude, I had that sugar. That's what they call diabetes where I'm from in the dirty South. They call it, "You got that sugar." I was like, boy, I got that sugar now. You know, I shouldn't have been shocked to learn that I had diabetes, but I really, really was. Yes, I was carrying over 350 pounds on my 5'11" frame, and both my mom and dad had the disease, which are two factors that put me at very high risk for type 2 diabetes. But these things always happen to somebody else, right? Even though over the years doctors told me to watch what I eat and to eat better and exercise, I was only really listening to one voice. That was my own. I wasn't listening to those doctors at all, and I was telling myself solely what I wanted to hear, which was, you know, I'm going to be okay, man. I'm doing just fine. I'd look in the mirror, but not accept what I saw. "You're still hot, dog. You still got it, baby." I tell myself that all the time. But here's the reality, right? The route that I was traveling on had a big red blinking sign on the side of the road reading, "Diabetes ahead. Please take detour if you care." Still, I just kept on driving in the same direction I'd always been going. There are certain words that can definitely rock your world, like, "I do, it's a girl, this is American Idol, you have diabetes." For me, that last one was both a blessing and a curse. It's a curse to be saddled with a disease that's life-threatening and you can't completely ever get rid of it, though you certainly can manage it. But it's a blessing to get that huge, giant wake-up call. After that day in the ER when the doctor burst my bubble I'd been living in forever, I couldn't lie to myself anymore. Right then and there, I began a journey towards better health. I had to. It was a long journey with lots of up and downs, and it's not over. That's the thing. It's never really over. You've got to understand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?